Maggie Dent is back in the house.
She's out of control. She's an animal.
Hello, guys. Hi, it's sweetie. Lovely to be back and to be, you know, spoken to so reverently.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Maggie. Oh, look, how good. I'm so excited. Best way to start a new year, new baby in the family. So I'm a bit mushy.
Another girl.
Wow.
So you've doubled the grandchild.
I had all the boys. And
now the boys are having the girls.
Yeah, they are. Thank God. I don't care what they are, girls, boys. I love them all. I'm just mushball.
So, now, I mean, there's a difference between being a grandparent and being a parent.
I thought you just said there's a difference between a girl and a boy. Yeah, there is too.
Which means, because you're allowed to spoil them and everything and just let them run amok.
The house that we actually finally got to buy over in Gerringong, which is where we now live, I had to find a house where I could build an adventure playground, a mud kitchen, and a swinging. It's going to be awesome.
Wow.
Unreal.
They're going to be dirty, filthy, brave little feral girls.
I tell you what, like, it's great for your grandparents to have a fantastic place for you to go and visit. Yeah. Like, my nana lived over the road from a railway line. We used to go to nana's house, and I don't look at you, where are the kids? They're playing on the railway line. And we would be on the railway line playing until someone goes, train, and we get off there.
It's a good way to keep the numbers down.
hey, Maggie, one of the things my mum does when we leave after going there for dinner, which we go every Wednesday generally, is give the kids lollies just when we're nicking off to go home to bed. Are you going to be that kind of thing?
Nah, because I'm a bit anti that sort of, that's cruel. That's cruel.
It's cruel to us.
Around breakfast time? Yeah. Not bedtime. I'm a great believer in sleep. They will absolutely be. And I think that's our challenge, you know, is that there's something really big that people said, your heart's going to be really different. I said, oh, come on, you know. But it is. It's a totally different. You fall in love all over again. Like you cannot believe. I'm watching my sons be amazing dads is incredibly emotional.
They were
narcissistic little poops.
Yeah, right.
So there is hope with all those mums out there with boys who think, oh, my God, I don't want them to ever breed.
You know, it'd be very intimidating to be married to one of your sons because, especially when you become a parent because, you know a lot about it.
Yeah.
And there's other mothers out there that are really full cap on child raising. Do they, if they see something that they don't think is happening that's right, should they say something to the mother-in-laws?
Oh, heavens no. It's a really challenging thing. And that's what my niece said to me. Oh, money, man, God, imagine being one of your daughter-in-laws. I've got lovely, honest relationships with my nieces.
I love it.
And fortunately, they've all got great senses of humour and they're all really, they've actually chosen girls who are really great around kids and love kids. All of them work around kids. So they're already really, really up to it. And we just go, oh, look at this. Look what I did wrong. Look what I did right. Yeah. So we've got a really open, honest thing because I keep saying, There's no perfect in raising children. And that's the thing that I hope the boys have chosen, girls who are comfortable with imperfection, which, because they've got me as a,
Yes.
Now, mother-in-law. Let's
talk about...
Who wore a bathing inside out the other day.
Did you?
To the pool. Didn't know about it. Yeah.
Right. With your gusset
tag out the back.
It's not... Maggie,
but shouldn't you be able to tell when you've got a G-string on backwards, Maggie? I mean, that should be pretty obvious.
I can't do that because I need a very large paddle pot.
It's back to school on Monday.
It is. Oh, that's right. That's what we're talking about,
back to school. And that can be, like, for a lot of parents, it's a source of great joy. It's like finally just slam the door and off they go.
But some parents as well, that's their world walking.
Yeah.
It is.
And also some kids just really don't like school. It's difficult. What do you do about them?
Well, I think we need to be real, whatever that word was, we'll let it go, that we need to be honest about the fact that this is a change and a transition. So all kids are going to be a bit angsty. And mums, of course, get really, really worried, you know, and we need to be honest and real about that. That's just how we are. I think that school's an incredibly important part of our kids' lives, and you don't have to be an academic genius to realise that we still need them to be immersed in school environments.
Yeah.
And so mum and dad's attitudes to school and to teachers and things, it impacts our kids. So we've got to be really as positive and not bag anybody out.
Yeah, right.
Kids will go straight down that line.
Yep.
I've got some great tips, really, that especially if you've got little kids off to big school. Now, you know that's usually preschool now, but sometimes they still think year one is... please don't oversell it to your boys. Don't say it's going to be fantastic.
You're going to have the best day ever.
Yeah,
and you're going to make heaps
of
friends.
Because it just it sucks. And quite often then they come back and say, it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
And don't tell them they're going to learn to read, because after the first week they come home and say, I can't read, so it all sucks.
Yeah.
So don't overdo those things. Just go, look, you know, you're going to go along and, you know, and have some fun. Look, you're playtime probably, and lunchtime.
So do you undersell it then? Look, it's probably going to be, you're probably not going to make any friends. And not to be honest, sweetheart, you're not going to learn anything.
And they
but you have to go.
And they'll beat you with sticks. So when they don't beat them with sticks, they're like, oh, it's been a good day.
Maggie, when I first, my younger son and you guys lived through me, I got the call straight away because he busted out of the kindergarten and then he jumped the fence. Yep. And then it went for 2 days in a row. Then I was finishing work here and then going to the school to sit with on the mat with them.
They bolted the door.
They bolted the door, mate.
To keep him in and he still got out.
And then the only reason Sean can come to school to work now is because we discovered rope. and we just tie him to like the quadrangle.
It's pretty full on stuff sometimes.
It is. And you've got to remember, boys actually don't transfer. They're not good with change. They're a lot less efficient. They've got a lot less words and... And they try desperately hard to be good all day, and they usually run out of that goodness bucket by lunchtime. So I want us to ease. Actually, I've just put an article up to Essential Kids, the Sydney Morning Herald's made about 20 tips on transitioning little boys into school. So that'll be for those mums. Primary school kids is very similar thing. As you just hope, you know, that your friends still like you after the holidays if you've been away. And you hope you don't get lost. But I think the biggest and most stressful transition is going to high school. And the sorts of things that people tell kids.
And they're younger now, too.
Yeah, they're a bit younger.
But
we still have these well-meaning uncles and grandparents who tell them, oh, you'll get your head stuck in the dunny and they're going to belt you up.
I always say that.
Yeah.
And, you know, thanks for that,
Sean. I told my older son that straight away, first day. So if they come for you.
So what you're saying, Maggie, is don't say that?
I'm pretty sure they're already absolutely terrified of that journey. And one of the big things they tell me, you know, because, you know, I was a high school teacher for years, they'd say, tell me, why are you looking so terrified? And they said, well, we've been told that we have lots of classes and we worry we're going to get lost.
Yeah.
We worry we can't find the toilet.
But you know what? And I put myself
really
back
worried.
There. I put myself back there and I would crap myself. I'd look at my map and you'd try to work out where home ec was
and
where
you'd have
to
go. And it seemed enormous.
And then you'd be worried about it as well.
Yep.
Oh my God, where are my friends from primary school? Yes. Like, where are they? Yeah. And then, oh my God, there's all these other kids that I don't know. It is overwhelming.
And I'm not allowed in that area because that's for year 11. So, and I'm not allowed in that area. And how do I get to that area if I don't cross that bit there? And
what's a common room?
What is it?
And if it's that common, why can't I go in?
And, of course, because we don't take them up there, you know, it's not cool like we do with little kids. We take them up and transit. Well, as if that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
So I want us to cut some slack for our kids and I want us to kind of realise if they're a bit crabby and angry at home, it's probably stress.
Yeah.
And really your job now is to get them into school mode, which means, you know, all the technology rubbish is out of the bedroom. We've got a set bedtime. Sorry, not negotiable, you know. All those sorts of things.
All right.
We need
to
set them up for that because they can't make good decisions, but we need them to get good sleep and to stop mucking around and gaming all night.
Yeah, all
right, 13, 24, 10. Do you have a question about getting your kids back to school?
And look, if it's not about back to school and you've been waiting to speak to Maggie about some issue because the phone's melted down, like, this is your chance.
All right. You know how sensible and practical she is. She's not an expert because she hates that word.
I hate that word.
I know, but you
are. I mucked up a lot. You know, I did. I've told people I mucked up a lot. You know, not many people shut their kids' fingers in a car door on the first day of school, but I managed that.
What do you mean? My mum parked on my foot several times. Like, and you just pinned there.
3, 7, Nathan, Nat, and Sean, we're just hanging out shooting the breeze with the wisest woman in the land.
We've got so many questions for her, us personally.
I know.
Now, Maggie, you've got a DVD out, Family Getaway, Calming Relaxations Away from the World for the Whole Family.
They're actually audio ones, 2 CD pack of How to Build More Family Harmony and some things to help your kids. Yeah. Slow down and go to sleep.
Okay. Oh, so that's a good thing.
They're very good. And apparently if the children are listening to them, quite often dad goes to sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
But he would have done that anyway without the audio.
Love
to
sleep on the couch.
Yeah, love
to
sleep on the
couch. We put the call out if you needed any help from Maggie. Melinda from Mount Hawthorne, you are first cab off the rank. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Melinda.
Right now, what do you need Maggie's help with?
I just want to tell you, I've got 6-year-old twins, and one of my twins has just started becoming really anxious and really worried all the time about poisons and death, and is that going to make me die, and what happens if I eat that?
Yeah.
I know, and it's even to the point where she's getting her twin sister to try things before.
She's been watching a lot of shows.
Pretty handy to have a spare.
That is the funniest thing.
Oh, that is so cute.
She's the smart one, obviously, just quietly.
Maggie, what do we do about that?
Try this first.
Oh, look, it's amazing what our little ones pick up. And they sometimes only have to see one thing, even a cartoon. You know,
like
a cartoon.
Snow White or something.
Yes, yeah. One thing where someone dies that they start going, oh, it's holy heck. And and if it was someone got poisoned, well, then you got the link together, and then that could happen to me. And it's one of those things we know about, you know, that's why they're so precious in lots of ways. But when this starts happening, what's happening is her fascination with it is just growing, and then she feeds it with her imagination. Mm. And that's why I'm such an advocate for us letting our little children have guinea pigs around 3 to 4, because I want them to die.
Yeah, right. They cost $2 Am's pet supplies.
And I know that sounds like it's being mean, but sometimes they take a while, which is a bit tricky. But what we actually want our children to do is explore the concept of death and the fact that sometimes things do die. Now, when we're having conversations with the little girl, we'd probably like to reason with her, saying, oh, no, never mind. But, you know, we can't lie to them because there are unexpected things that do happen. And what we want to do within her, so she's got a little mindset that's starting to get a little fearful and anxious about this death concept. So one of the things I have online is an audio called The Magic Yellow Cloud, which is about a little girl who's a little bunny rabbit, you know, dies. And we explain it in children's language. And then the second thing we want to do is make her feel a lot safer. So that's what I'd like you to do now. And there are two free audios on my website. One's called Safe and Sound. And Safe and Sound, they create a massive, big imaginary protector that's 3 meters high. So if she creates an imaginary one and has a name for it, well, that's the one that's going to step in and take and check the poison, check out that I'm okay. So their imagination can override what's going on in their mind in such a powerful way. So,
and also clearly she's got a good imagination.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And that's beautiful. That's why it's so powerful. And there's also the second one to that is the sleepy time, which is the same big, huge protector. Some of the boys do Bob the Builder with a bazooka. I love it.
Oh, some
of the girls are guardian angels. Yeah. You know, they can pick what they like. But we want you to turn it into an imaginary character so it has a name and it stands at the end of the bed. So those of you who have trouble with children sleeping, this one works quite well. Because what it is a metaphor that children can believe that makes them feel safer. And the safer they feel, the less they go on to the anxiety pathway.
So
we can counteract it while their brain is really, really, you know, full of plasticity, and we can change those things quite early. But don't reason, don't argue, just double check she's got that big, giant,
and
invisible.
Get a guinea pig.
I have to say, today the image of your daughter making her sister try stuff beforehand to see if she dies is just gorgeous.
I know.
I can tell you which one's the rooster and which one's the lamb.
Clearly.
The lamb's getting to be the guinea pig.
Correct. So get her an actual guinea pig and everything will be fine. So and Melinda, we'll give you a copy of Family Getaway as well, so you can help to calm these girls down too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck.
One of the girls will watch it first.
See if anything bad happens. Oh, I love having a crash test dummy built in. Amanda is in Joondalup. Morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Hi, Amanda.
Okay, now you've got a back to school question.
I have. My son is going into year 3 this year. He has always gelled with his teacher, but last year he didn't gel with her very much.
Yep.
They had a bit of a tight relationship. So he's petrified this year of going back. And I just want to know how I get him over the line. He has got a man teacher this year, so I don't know if that's going to help, but he's petrified.
Okay, so I'm going to explain how this is really big for a boy. So all the research shows that boys don't learn through a subject, they learn through a teacher. And if they think a teacher likes them, they actually bust their gut to do really fantastically. And if they think a teacher doesn't like them, then they do the reverse. So he's created...
I have to cry.
Yeah, he's created...
She doesn't like me. She doesn't like me.
He's created a mindset. So, you know, it's like, you know, a neuro pathway that's really strong.
Yeah.
So your job is to create a new neuro pathway that's different. And for a boy, they're highly visual. So I do recommend, again, possibly doing some closed eye activities where he can pretend he's going into school and he can wave at that lady in a distance and just pretend he's okay with it. But he's got a new teacher. So the new teacher, fingers and toes crossed, he thinks whoever that is likes him. And it's that big message again, our boys are terribly, terribly sensitive. So I'd counteract it like you can do. I was trying to think whichever one of my audios might help with that. I'd focus also on playtime and tell your boy you're really only going for playtime and lunchtime. And does he have good friends?
Yeah, he
great.
Does.
So he's only going for playtime and lunchtime. And keep on telling him that you know, that's your focus. So if he focuses, that's what I'm looking forward to. Gradually, that other pathway will diminish away gradually. You won't have to keep bringing it up. It'll just gradually weaken.
Okay.
So that enthusiasm, and please don't interrogate him too much after school, will you? Promise me.
Oh, I know. I'm so worried.
Wait till bath time. Wait till bath time. It'll all tumble out at bath time. But just be mindful of that again, that, you know, they want to please you, and if they're not happy, they're scared that you're going to be crabby at them because they're not happy and they don't like it. Give them a few weeks. Give them a few weeks to ease in.
Yeah. Or if that doesn't work, hunt down the teacher's kids and tell them you don't like them.
I would have loved to have heard that from my mum. Are you just going to school for playtime?
Yeah, one of mum is very, that was
realistic.
He got out of bed with pneumonia once nearly to go because he didn't want to miss playtime.
Oh. Wow.
You know what? Every child goes to school at some stage and has that problem with a teacher
with
along the journey.
That's
and it makes it such a bad learning experience.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And yet it is part of life.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to like us. Yeah, not everyone is going to be warm and fuzzy. So welcome to life, kiddo.
Yeah, that's right. It
just
builds resilience.
It builds your resilience.
Maggie, thank you so much.
Thanks, Maggie.
Pleasure, guys. Have a good, awesome year, won't you?
Thank you. We'll see you again soon, right?
You will. I'm coming back.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm coming back. You know that.
Do you want to pick a couple
remember
of numbers
big
for
breath.
The callers?
Yeah, I know a lot of people are going to be ringing through and are now, so we'll take callers 13 and 15.
There you go. All right. Maggie, it's always a pleasure. Cheers. Safe travels. Enjoy the first birthday party with grandchild number one.
I'm so excited.
It's 2 to 8 on Nova.